Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Friday morning, August 14th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Matt Cada, from MLB versatility to banking and youth coaching. Former MLB player Matt Cada joins the Rock Solid podcast to discuss his transition from baseball to banking and youth coaching. Cada shares insights on mental resilience, versatility, and the importance of relationships in both sports and business. Listeners can expect stories from his career, including a vivid account of Randy Johnson's perfect game and lessons learned from mentors like Mark Shapiro and Andrew Miller.
Automation debuts on the 2026 Inc. 5000 at number 133, ranking among America's fastest-growing private companies. The leader in automation and digital transformation for mortgage servicing and origination achieved 2,291% three-year revenue growth, placing it in the top 3% of companies. Automation's AI-powered platform tackles document-heavy, regulated workflows in the mortgage industry, emphasizing accuracy and compliance. Founder and CEO Sapan Bathna credits the team and clients for this milestone, highlighting the company's commitment to responsible AI management and industry standards.
Mission IR news breaks. Heartbeam Inc. advances heart attack detection program, extends cash runway into 2027. Heartbeam Inc. reported progress in its heart attack detection program, completing enrollment ahead of schedule for its pilot studies. The company also launched its 12-lead ECG extended wear patch and signed commercial agreements. With a second quarter net loss of $5 million, Heartbeam's cash, cash equivalents, and restricted cash totaled $8.80 million as of June 30, 2026, extending its cash runway into 2027.
Investor news breaks. DataVault AI Inc. appoints intellectual property veteran Dean Becker as chief licensing officer. DataVault AI has appointed Dean Becker as chief licensing officer, overseeing the licensing, valuation, and monetization of the company's global intellectual property portfolio. With over 30 years of experience, Becker will lead licensing and enforcement strategies across DataVault AI's divisions, including technologies like WISA, ADO, and Sumerian. This move aims to drive IP-driven revenue programs and further establish DataVault AI as a leader in AI-driven data experiences.
Tech media breaks. Redwood AI Corp. Frankfurt Y0N completes acquisition of Quantum.iQ Technologies. Tech Media Breaks reports that Redwood AI Corp. has completed the acquisition of Quantum.iQ Technologies Inc. Quantum.i, in a Vancouver-based quantum cybersecurity company. The acquisition aims to enhance Redwood's technology base with capabilities focused on cryptographic visibility and quantum readiness assessment. Redwood issued common shares as consideration for the acquisition, including shares subject to escrow and milestone criteria. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation reports 38% revenue growth and profitable second quarter. With approximately $375,000 in net income compared to a net loss in the previous year, the company's revenue for the second quarter was approximately $1.83 million, a 38% increase from the same period in 2025. Royalty Management ended the quarter with about $16.82 million in total assets and positive working capital of approximately $646,000.
Tecanic Infotech presents e-wallet app development services for businesses. Tecanic Infotech is at the forefront of developing secure e-wallet solutions for businesses, as digital payments become more prevalent globally. With consumers seeking convenient mobile payment options, businesses must adapt to avoid falling behind competitors. Technanic Infotech's e-wallet apps offer instant transactions, lower processing costs, and detailed transaction data, driving more businesses to seek specialized development services from the company.
UGI system upgrades set to begin in Pittston. UGI Utilities is set to begin system upgrades in Pittston on August 17, 2026. This natural gas main replacement is part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. Residents and businesses will have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. For more information, visit the UGI Utilities website. Fleet Collect gives owner-operators nationwide IFTA audit-ready records that export to XLS, XLSX, and CSV. Fleet Collect introduces an IFTA audit readiness resource for owner-operators, automatically capturing state-by-state mileage and fuel purchases. The iPhone app exports records as XLS, XLSX, and CSV files accepted by auditors. This tool simplifies the process of reconstructing a full year of travel for IFAT audits, providing a defensible, time-stamped record of distances and fuel purchases. Fleet Collect's tracking is now available on the App Store and Google Play Store. Bulkit launches in Austin, bringing a new way to buy recurring home services. Bulkit has launched in Austin, introducing a new way for homeowners to buy recurring home services. The platform connects homeowners with local service companies at pre-negotiated bulk rates, creating route density for vendors and better economics for customers. By grouping homes into Bulkit blocks, the marketplace aims to streamline the process of finding and hiring contractors for services like lawn care, pool maintenance, and pest control. DM Clinical Research marks 20 years of advancing clinical research. DM Clinical Research celebrates its 20th anniversary, highlighting two decades of expanding access to clinical trials and advancing innovative therapies for patients nationwide. With over 35 research sites and a patient population of 1.97 million, the company has enrolled more than 35,000 patients in various therapeutic areas. CEO Mohamed Milwala expresses pride in the organization's growth and unwavering commitment to patient-centric research.
Technanic Infotech expands iOS app development for premium market reach. Technanic Infotech has expanded its iOS app development services to cater to businesses targeting premium markets in the US, UK, and UAE. The company focuses on native development with Swift and SwiftWAF, ensuring optimal performance and user experience. With services including App Store readiness, integration work, testing, and long-term support, Technanic Infotech aims to meet the specific needs of businesses looking to reach high-spending iOS users.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.